We are broadcasting live from the Upstage Cabaret in downtown Greensboro, and we turn now to two more local stories. There's a statue of a Confederate soldier at the site of the old Forsyth County Courthouse in Winston-Salem. At least it's there today. The city appears to be moving forward with plans to remove the monument. The United Daughters of the Confederacy is a group that is unhappy with the city's decision to remove that statue. The monument is at the heart of a local controversy and a national conversation about how we memorialize the past. Carrie Brown's a reporter at WFDD in Winston-Salem. She's been covering the story and joins us now. Carrie, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you.
So the statue's been there since 1905. Tell us how it got there and more about it. Yeah.
If we take a trip back to 1905 in October, this was the talk of the town, this statue that was going to be unveiled, this Confederate soldier. And it rained that day, and so this is according, of course, to archives and local newspapers. They had a ceremony inside the courthouse, and there were several speakers, United Daughters of the Confederacy, as well as a man named Alfred Moore Waddell, and he served in the U.S. House in the 1870s. A lot of modern-day historians call him a white supremacist based on some remarks that he made during the Wilmington riots about threatening black voters. And so there's some controversy surrounding this statue from the beginning, but the UDC has raised, you know, they raised money for this particular monument as well as others, and they say that, you know, these really do memorialize the Confederate soldiers who died, especially here in our area.
And this, as you say, has been there since 1905. Mm-hmm. When did the controversy begin over taking it down?
After Charlottesville, Virginia, the incident that happened there, that really sparked a conversation across the country in regards to whether these statues should stay up or whether they should come down. And so we've also seen some events with Chapel Hill and Durham. And after Charlottesville, community members approached local community leaders and the mayor there, Alan Joines, about trying to get it removed. Mayor Alan Joines had reached out to the United Daughters of the Confederacy to talk about the statue. Obviously, they didn't see a need for it to be removed. Now, it's been vandalized twice over the past year and a half, and that's drawn some concerns. The city's point is that, you know, we can't protect the statue all of the time, 24/7. And here's the interesting part about all of this. What makes this different is that it is at the site of the former Forsyth County Courthouse. And so what happened was, a few years back, the county sold the property. A private developer came in and made it apartments. These are luxury apartments. And so now it's privately owned. But part of that sale excluded some things. It was a time capsule, for example. There's even a World War I monument that's there on the site. And the Confederate statue. And so what's interesting about this is that there's this controversy and question about who really owns the land under the statue. And so the UDC has made an effort to try to keep the statue up. The city gave them a deadline of January 31st to take it down. It did not come down. They filed an emergency request to answer some questions that they had. Some of them, they questioned the constitutionality of the city actually going through this action under the 4th and 14th Amendment, as well as the courthouse is on the National Register of Historic Places. And so there's a question of, where does that fall into this conversation?
So we sort of don't know who owns the land, and we really don't know who owns the statue at this point, right? Or do we?
Well, the United Daughters of the Confederacy has always kind of maintained ownership of it. You know, they've always said they've owned the statue. There was a question at one point because there was a Confederate group that, you know, a lot of them are no longer alive, that if they had some sort of involvement with it. But it's really the land under it, I think, is the big question right now. And city, do you have the right to make that decision? Private owner, do you have that right to make that decision? Is it the county's decision?
Meanwhile, the city has sent people out to take some measurements, I understand.
Yes, the city says, you know, we vetted this, and, you know, we really believe that we have the authority to do this. The private property owner has also come forward and said, I would like to see it removed as well because of some safety concerns, because of residents there. And so the private property owner approached the city and said, can you meet these certain conditions to ensure the safety of not just our residents here, but people also want to see the statue preserved. You know, there is some history there. And so the city has offered to pay to have it relocated to Salem Cemetery, where some other Confederate soldiers are buried. Now, there's a question. There's a state law that we know protects monuments, and that's a question they're raising. If the county kind of technically owns the land underneath it, would it be protected? City says, we've already looked at this. No. But we will see. There's a hearing on March 25th. A Superior Court judge is going to look at this and make some sort of decision.
North Carolina is one of the nation's largest hog producers and one of the largest producers of hog waste, plenty of which ends up polluting the state's waterways. State regulators imposed a moratorium on new swine operations in 1997, but the oversight did not extend to the poultry industry. Since then, poultry production has tripled. A new report urges lawmakers to check the growth before it's too late. Carrie Brown is still with us. She's a reporter at WFDD in Winston-Salem. She's been reporting on the poultry industry for several years now. Good to have you. Thank you for not leaving when you had the chance. Tell us more about this report.
Yes, it is by the Environmental Working Group as well as the Waterkeeper Alliance, and they partner with local riverkeepers such as the Yak and Riverkeeper. And so what this report basically looks at is the explosion of the poultry industry over the last, from 2008 to 2018. And what it found is that the number of birds, for instance, went from like around 143 million to over 515 million during that time. You know, poultry obviously is bigger now than swine. And when I'm saying poultry, I'm talking about dry litter poultry. And what is that? Well, dry litter poultry is not permitted by the state. The waste is not in these like wet lagoons like swine. What it is dry litter is bedding, it's fecal matter, it's you know, it's feathers and things like that that get mixed in. And so it is very lucrative in regards to fertilizer for farmers. They can sell it. But the issue that environmentalists are concerned about is over-application of this to get rid of this waste. And because they're not permitted, because they're not inspected, that, you know, dry litter poultry is kind of not really regulated as much, and there are big concerns there.
So used in the right amount, this is the ultimate recycling. It goes back to the land. It becomes part of the food supply. That's the way nature works. But you're saying there's too much of it, and it's being over-applied, and then ending up where?
In waterways, which is a big concern. There's also concern about these operations in regards to air emissions, ammonia, those sorts of things. But the big report here focuses on water quality and what they believe through some testing that they've been able to kind of pinpoint that what we're seeing is, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus that's related to dry litter poultry. And if you can picture for a second this map, and what this draws out is even in areas of like Duplin and Sampson counties where you have lots of swine operations, you're seeing this growth of poultry in places like that as well as Wilkes and Yadkin. And so, you know, again, the big concern is if it's not permitted, if the state, if the DEQ doesn't even know where all of them are, then how can you really oversee this nutrient polluter? And to be fair and to be clear, animal feeding operations aren't the only polluters of, you know, nitrogen and phosphorus of waste that ends up in the waterways. You know, you have stormwater and that sort of thing. But what's happening here, Frank, is that you have municipalities that are kind of coming together to kind of reduce their footprint, and there's a concern that the industry isn't necessarily part of the bigger discussion to kind of oversee this and maybe, you know, look at this. There is some research going on right now as to how much is out there of this waste.
Well, and if there is an event like Matthew or Florence or that sort of thing, if you don't know where, because it's not regulated, EQ doesn't even know where these operations are, so it can't even trace the origins of some of this if there were a problem, right?
Yes, and that is, DEQ is, you know, they pretty much have told me that. I mean, they don't know where they are because they're not required to seek a permit. You know, it's really looked at as you know, farming. But the industry has become so big that is the huge concern here. because, again, they're not inspected. If there's a complaint made, they'll go out, but, you know, are records checked? Most of the time, no, because, you know, who's checking them when they're not permitted and they don't need to be checked?
They're off the map. So are there other states must be big poultry producers? Have they tackled this?
Yeah, Delaware had a huge problem with this. They have, you have to also look at like South Carolina, for example. South Carolina has done things like setbacks in regards to how close they can be to residential areas. North Carolina has a recommendation for that. It's not necessarily a law, but you know, residents in South Carolina, for instance, can kind of challenge a permit, you know, really have a voice in that. But there's a pushback by the industry, even in South Carolina, to kind of, you know, limit the scale of that, like how far can people who live near them really do that. So the industry is mighty. It's very important to North Carolina. Poultry is, it's big. It's a $36 billion a year industry. It's our number one agricultural industry. And so economically, it's extremely important. Is there a will in Raleigh to add more regulation? Don't know if we're there at that point, but I think this report raises a lot of questions and really data that I think the state really hasn't had in their hands per se. They did have a report a few years back. But I think this is just kind of an update of what we're seeing even in local communities.
Oh, well, thanks so much for your reporting, Carrie.
Thank you.
Carrie Brown, WFDD reporter, thank you so much for being here with us in Greensboro. By the way, the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality announced a public comment period for this very issue. It's going to be open until March 4th. Also holding a public meeting tonight in Statesville at the Civic Center in Statesville. We've got all this information at our website, stateofthings.org.